This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge as we head back to Johannesburg to catch up with fellow South African Yulali Khosh. Yulali, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Brad. Nice to be back.
Yulali, let's talk about your nutrition. We haven't spoken about it much, all in all, but before we get into race day and how you approach race day from a nutrition point of view, let's talk about day-to-day nutrition and how you approach things from a nutrition point of view, just your general day-to-day stuff and how that relates to your training and making sure that you fueled up for your training.
It's a good question. I mean, I am one of those people that love food. So one of the main reasons for starting triathlon was, oh, but if I do triathlon, I can eat as much as I want. And it's not always the case. So I try and stick to a very healthy diet. So no processed foods, especially now leading up to an Ironman. I'll really watch what I eat and try and keep it clean. Lots of veggies, lots of protein. I'm one of those that recently also started trying to get lots of healthy fats, not when I'm racing, but just day to day, I'll rather stick to high fat, high protein and low carb. It just settles more with better with my stomach. Yeah.
And as far as approaching race day, talk to me through the sort of couple of days, three, four days leading up to a race. How do you approach that? Do you change anything? Is everything exactly the same as it was in training?
Yeah, I try and pretty much keep it exactly the same. I do eat a little bit more carbs then, just to make sure the glycogen stores are filled up for race day. But other than that, just trying to keep it clean, staying away from, I'm a bit of lactose intolerant, so I'll stay away from dairy, and stay away from like dried fruits or anything, high fiber that can cause some chaos on race day.
Mm. And then let's talk race day. Talk to me through the day. Do you wake up, have breakfast, or are you one of those people who can have a full breakfast, or do you keep it sort of really, minimal before the race starts, and then talk to me about your actual strategy through the race?
I try and keep it minimal. I'll have some oats, some nut butter, and some energy drink and protein before. And then obviously can't take anything in during the swim. But I'll have just a gel before I start the swim with some water, especially for the Ironman, because it's quite a long swim and it takes me over an hour to get through that. Then on the bike, I got a tip actually not to take in any nutrition for the first 10-20 minutes. Just have your stomach settle from the washing machine. So I just sip on some water that I have on my bike, and then from half an hour into the bike, I actually start eating on the clock. So I'll make sure I'll start with a gel, and then I'll have half a bar the next half an hour. And that also helped me get through the bike. So I'll make sure I'll get my solids in on the bike. So I'll eat lots of energy bars, on the bike. And then hitting the run, I mainly stick to gels. Cause I've found that having to eat actually upsets my stomach, which can cause chaos on the run.
And then, I mean, that second half of the run, When you're really struggling, is there anything in particular you do, or is it a case of whatever you can get down, whether it's Coke or gels, you just try and get it down and keep it there?
Yeah. I've realized I should stay away from the Red Bull. That doesn't help me at all. but I'll anything that goes down. So I'll focus firstly, I'll stick to gels, and then on that last lap, which is the last 10Ks, I'll switch to the Coke. There's nothing more amazing than a Coke that really helps to get you through that last 10Ks.
Yeah, we're always joking, and I haven't seen it at Ironman, but in some of the road running races here in South Africa, particularly Comrades, which we spoke about in our first chat, is we've got a drink here, and I don't know if you get anywhere else, but cream soda, an ice cold cream soda in one of those runs is the best thing ever that I've ever had. So, yeah, there's a hint. If you can get some cream soda and make sure it's ice cold. You are winning on that last lap.
I'll put in a request.
if only they could put a fridge in your special needs bag, because you would fill that with cream soda. That's for sure. And then talk to me about nutrition mistakes. Have you made any sort of big mistakes, and what have you learned from it?
Yes, actually in Kona, it was so hot, and the core run course there is really difficult because you run on the Queen K, which is the highway. So it's quite monotonous. You only see black. It's a black tar. You've got the black lava field. And it's so hot. And I ran through this one aid station. I just grabbed whatever I could. And there I actually grabbed the Red Bull. And the next thing I just felt really bad. And I realized, no, Red Bull is not for me on a run course.
Stick to what you know. Eulalie, it's been great catching up. I thoroughly enjoyed our chat. And, yeah, all the best. I look forward to following your progress beyond Ironman South Africa and to Kona 2020. Best luck in Barcelona.
Thanks, Brad. I really appreciate it. Lovely chatting to you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.